With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Many educators admit it now. Schools are competing with cell phones.
Students are struggling to stay engaged in class at a time of poor mental health, shortened attention spans, reduced attendance, and worsening grades. At the crux of these challenges, addiction to cell phones. Cell phone bans are gaining traction around the country, but many say they're not enough. They argue for alternative forms of stimulation, steering students into the outdoors or toward extracurricular activities to fill up time they might otherwise spend alone on their phones. And they say students need outlets to speak freely about taboo topics they'd otherwise discuss only behind the anonymity of their cell phone screens. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, the economy, a critical issue in November. Republicans believe voters will come to realize their paychecks and economic future looked much better when Donald Trump was president. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says Trump is clearly better equipped to turn the economy around.
The only way to get costs under control is to stop these tax and spend Democrats, to elect Donald Trump to the White House, and put Republicans back in charge.
Senator Cotton says Kamala Harris is promising to fix economic problems that she caused.
You heard her just last week admit that the price of bread is too high and the price of eggs are too high and the price of meat is too high. Every family who goes to the grocery store knows, but it wasn't too high when Donald Trump was president.
North Korean state media say leader Kim Jong-un has supervised a demonstration of new exploding drones designed to crash into targets and is pledging to spur the development of such weapons in order to continue boosting his military war readiness. This is SRN News. A Christian school is fighting anti-Semitism.
Officials at Colorado Christian University are developing a course in political philosophy of the Hebrew Bible with help from Israel's Herzl Institute. The goal is to counter the surge in anti-Semitism on America's campuses. Herzl Institute President Yoram Hazony says the course, which will be made available to all students, will, quote, teach students to appreciate the contribution of the Jewish people to Western political philosophy by introducing them to biblical concepts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ukraine's parliament banning activities of religious groups tied to the Russian Orthodox Church or any other faith from Russia's invasion. Now, the measure is widely seen as targeting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. It is historically connected to Moscow but claims independence. However, the Ukrainian government says it is still tied to Moscow. This is SRN News. Massive wildfires in Brazil, some 8,000 firefighters on the scene, and authorities calling in reinforcements. At least two people have been killed, thousands of people evacuated. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says with inflation nearly defeated, the Fed is preparing to start cutting its key interest rate from its current 23-year high.
Inflation is now much closer to our objective, with prices having risen 2.5% over the past 12 months. After a pause earlier this year, progress toward our 2% objective has resumed. My confidence has grown that inflation is on a sustainable path back to 2%.
He did not say, though, when those rate cuts might begin. Florida has won the Little League World Series, defeating Taiwan today in 8 innings, 2-1. First championship in 9 tries for Florida. More details at SRNnews.com.